everybody, and welcome to Locked Away, a new podcast hosted by me, Jack Kelly. Now, before we get into the first ever episode of this podcast, I feel like I have to put out a disclaimer. First of all, this is not meant to be a news reporting kind of show. Yes, we'll be talking about U.S. politics and news of that nature. However, this is all my opinion. Nothing else. I'm not a journalist by any stretch. I'm just an independent 21-year-old dude with a big fucking mouth. Second, I do not represent anyone but myself. What I'm going to say does not represent Republicans, doesn't represent Democrats, conservatives, progressives, or any group in between. I only speak for myself, so therefore, I only represent myself. So, with that being said, let's dive right on in to the shit show. Hope you guys are having a great day and being safe with all this coronavirus and, yeah, what have you. So this is how my show works. I'm going to be giving out my opinion on a story that's happening in the U.S., whether it be about politics or it's probably going to be about politics. Let's be real. If you know me and you're listening to this, you know it's probably going to be about politics. Also, I'm going to be giving out my opinion on something that's just came out about the 2020 election. And then finally, I'm going to give my opinion on an issue I have with the country I love, which is the United States. And it's an issue that no one seems to be talking about. And there's a lot of issues that no one seems to be talking about. So I'm going to have plenty of episodes to talk. So this podcast is something that I just thought of on the fly. So obviously there's going to be some trial and error, but fuck it. First, let me describe myself in a nutshell so you know what kind of shit you just clicked on. My name is Jack Kelly. I'm a classical liberal. Oh my lord. I'm Jack Kelly and I can't speak English. Anyway, my name is Jack Kelly. I'm a classical liberal. I'm a libertarian. I am also an ultra capitalist. I strongly believe that government intervention in economics leads to long-term negative effects. I believe that administrative power and decision-making should be handled at the local level. I also believe in private ownership of wealth. I believe people should always have the right to their own personal freedom and expression. I believe the government is overly bureaucratic, inefficient, and wasteful. And most importantly, I believe everyone should do whatever the fuck they want unless it infringes on someone else's rights. That's as simple as it's going to get for me. But not so simple for Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. I really feel for Michigans out there because they have to deal with this Karen. And yes, Miss Whitmer, I'm calling you a Karen. You are the Karen of all Karens. It honestly makes me feel a little better that I had to deal with Governor Sizzledick. And yes, I'm calling him Sizzledick. If you know who he is, his real name is actually Sizzleat, but for all real Nevadans, we call him Sizzledick. And he's basically a carbon copy of Governor Newsom, who is the governor of California, obviously. Whitmer is kind of like that mom, though, who puts her kids constantly on timeouts by forcefully isolating them with no food or water. That's how she's running her lockdowns. So, yeah, let's get right into this. We're going to describe what her lockdowns consist of. I mean, her lockdowns have inspired protests and give or take 16 lawsuits. So here are some of the things that she's doing with her version of the lockdown. First of all, let's see here. I have a list so I don't fucking forget because I'm easily forgetting shit. That's on the top of my head. She extended the lockdown beyond 41 days that was agreed upon. She ordered Big Box outlets to stop selling paint, carpets, and other home improvement material in store and to block aisles containing these products. She also is, this has been reversed due to a lawsuit. She suspended landscaping services, but has since reversed that as Contenders Tree and Lawn Specialists Incorporated had purchased thousands of dollars of plant treatment in anticipation of the lockdown being lifted, and they lost all of their plants. This led to a lawsuit, like I said before. Residents are not allowed to go see a doctor unless it's for a medical emergency. This is until phase six. So stuff like annual physicals and dental checkups are not permitted. And by the way, phase six, so stuff is when they achieve herd immunity or an effective therapy or vaccine, which means you won't be able to see a doctor for maybe a couple years unless it's a medical emergency. Do you see the problem here? No? Okay. Well, I think there's one last thing. Actually, there's a couple last things. Violations would count as misdemeanors punishable by up to $1,000 civil fines. And to top it all off, Michigan Attorney General, I'm going to probably butcher this name and get used to it. If you're going to follow my show, I'm going to butcher a lot of fucking names. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel encourages employees to rat out employers who don't follow these regulations. So yeah, this is her version of a lockdown. So yeah, the governor doesn't really give a shit about her own people. And it's pretty obvious. It's like China over there. And it's fucked that people gave her that power. She is a modern day American dictator. And she claims to be a progressive Democrat, while at the same time denying people health care, their right to assemble in peace, and their way to make a living. What the actual fuck? When 2022 comes around, I will be shocked if she wins another term. It's not that hard to promote wearing a mask in public, stay 6 feet apart, and wash your hands while at the same time not being a total authoritarian dipshit. Like Miss Gretchen, or I almost said, yeah, Miss Gretchen. Yeah, that's her first name, Miss Gretchen Whitmer. You are an authoritarian dipshit. The always reliable CNN. And yes, that is sarcasm because we all know CNN is pretty biased. And by that, I'm not talking about like how Fox News has a conservative bias or MSNBC has a progressive bias. No, they pretend to play it down the middle, even though they tend to lean progressive. And by lean, I mean their whole body is dipped into that whole pool. Anyway, they have reported new postal policies that are slowing services and it may affect the 2020 mail-in voting, at least according to union leader Mark Diamonstein. And if I butcher the name again, I apologize. So here is his quote to CNN. Also, his union represents more than 200,000 postal service employees and retirees. This is what he told CNN, by the way. Obviously, if the postal management is putting in policies to slow down the mail, then that has an impact on everything, including ballots. Now, do you see the problem with mail-in ballots, guys? Come on. These policies include stuff like late trips are no longer authorized, and at the same time, extra trips are no longer authorized. Basically, I'm just saying that every little thing has to be on time, and we all know how we're not perfect. So obviously, there's going to be a lot of delays. And we already know this because just like many Americans, I've experienced delays in deliveries. I just experienced bad mail over the whole course of this whole coronavirus. So I am going to be really paying attention and observing how the hell we're going to do the election with only mail-in ballots. Well, at least for some states. I know my state just recently, Governor Sisolak did recently said that we're only doing mail-in, which is going to piss me off if it gets lost in the mail. It's going to really irk me. Yeah, President Trump, who is against mail-in ballots, except for himself, by the way, must be fuming right now. Or he's just saying this is fake news. Who fucking knows? My whole opinion about mail-in ballots is that it should not be the only way to vote. I mean, I would rather have the computer fuck up and press the wrong Joe than to have some mail person fuck it up and fuck up my ballot. Like, they could rip open and fuck up the ballot for me. And that's happened in I want to say West Virginia. There was a story that happened a couple months ago about that. But that's just me. I understand the whole concern with going out in public areas and possibly getting this deadly disease that kills the elderly and people with underlying conditions. Trump needs to get his shit together though, because the whole corona thing has thrown him off his high horse. It's definitely hindered his chances for a re-election, with him now being the underdog, according to mainstream media. The funny thing is, though, is that he's now projected to lose, and it's not even his fault. Now, let me explain. He tried to stop travel from China, which is where the virus originated from. He gave the governors across the states regulation power over how to deal with the virus. To me, he has been doing the right thing, other than saying this virus was created for political reasons and not really encouraging people to wear masks and stay 6 feet apart, at least in the past. Now he's starting to come around to that. And even then, I'm still not pissed at the president. Yeah, Democrats and Trump haters will sit there and say that it's his fault people are not following these recommendations. It's not his fault that these people don't follow recommendations. It's the same stupid shit of follow the leader instead of owning up to your own fucking bullshit. It's like if Trump was the gun and these people are the shooters, idiots will still blame the gun more than the shooter. And it's pretty fucking obvious who they're blaming more. They're blaming the gun more here. And if you're one of those guys who say, oh, third party is just wasting your, like voting third party is just wasting your vote, then look who you have on the other side other than Trump. Good old Uncle Joe. He's not better than Trump. I would argue that he's worse, obviously. We know what to expect with Trump, but Biden, on the other hand, is a short fuse who doesn't remember to explode. And this isn't a don't vote for these motherfuckers kind of rant because I encourage everyone to vote for who you believe and agree with the most, despite what party they're affiliated with. That's how I voted in the midterms a couple of years ago. I didn't give a shit about the party. I'm registered libertarian, and there's about four libertarians running in my district, or well, wherever the hell I was from. I don't know. There's multiple districts and all that shit, but there was four. I remember there was four libertarians running, and I only voted for one of those. So yeah, don't vote by party. Vote for who you believe in the most. That's very simple. Very simple. But it's just like fuck a duck. Are these our two major options? Are you serious? 2020 is the year somebody played Jumanji. And once that ball drops next year, instead of saying Happy New Year's, I'm saying Jumanji so we can get our shit together. Because holy crap, this year. I'm still positive Joe doesn't know where he took a shit, and Trump just lets the shit fly all over the wall and in your grandparents' mouth. That's how I would describe those two. I just remember this is about mail-in ballots, and I really haven't said crap about it. But then again, it's not a major issue unless we can't go to the polls and vote. Like here in Nevada, we can't go to the polls and vote, which is a fucking issue. So yeah, that was CNN's story about how these new policies might hinder the election. Okay, so far we've talked about Gretchen Whitmer and the whole mail-in ballots. Those were my short rants. Now it's time for the main rant and the last segment of my podcast on the very first episode. I think it's going pretty well. I'm pretty sure I'm fucking up, but hey, that's life. That's how I kind of want it. I don't want perfection. I want to fuck up sometimes. That's kind of weird to say, though. Anyway, so this is an issue I have with the country I love, which is the United States of America. And it seems like no one's talking about this issue. And it's not like a huge issue per se, but it's a huge issue for me. So, what do. Let's see, let's give out samples. What do Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, well, sometimes Elizabeth Warren, and all these Democrats call themselves? What do they call themselves? Other than progressives and left-wing or leftists, they call themselves liberals. Now, Republicans call them liberals. Basically, everyone in America calls them liberals. However, I can argue that they are not liberal. And here's why. So the whole philosophy on liberalism, it's based on liberty, consent of the governed, and equality before the law. And they generally support free markets, free trade, limited government, and individual rights. That does not describe the Democratic Party. That does not describe anyone on the left at all. It seems to be only me that has an issue, other than my friend who is a hardcore socialist. He even calls himself a communist, even though I'm not sure if he's joking or not. But either way, more power to him. I mean, that should be a sitcom of ultra capitalists and a ultra socialists living together. That would be a great sitcom. But anyway, let's get back onto the railroad track. These guys, these Democrats, are not liberals. They're not libtards, obviously. Well, yeah, actually, you know what? Let's keep calling them libtards, even though that's calling myself a libtard because I describe myself as a liberal. How the hell? Like, everywhere in the world, liberal means this. What I just read out. Liberty, consent of the governed, equality before the law. They support free markets, free trade, limited government, and individual rights. And I there's no and. That's it. That's what a liberal is. And that means what I said all around the world, except in the United States of America. Why? Why have we changed the definition just because we want to be something different? I mean, I get that we change the sides of the roads. Like, we're driving on the right side of the road. But why are we changing this? Like, this is a major issue I have. Because now, we were founded on liberalism. John Locke was who basically inspired America. His philosophy on, and it became, he's the grandfather of liberalism. He's who we took his philosophy and made America. And that's also why I named the show Locked Away, because obviously most of us are in quarantine, and, well, for the most part, and his last name's Locked, so I thought Locked Away, that made sense to me. Obviously, it's going to lose its fucking meaning when hopefully all this shit's done, but hopefully, yeah. Anyway, so why are Democrats called liberals? I mean, obviously, we've made a distinction. Some of us have, obviously. Classical liberalism, which is what I am and what liberalism actually is. And then there's modern liberalism, who don't support free markets. They don't support free trade. They definitely don't support limited government. They want government to be involved in your lives. And they are also for law before equality. And by that, I mean, yeah, they promote equality, but the laws that they write down don't generate equality, because they write laws based on race, sex, gender, what have you. Why are these guys called liberals and not libertarians or some of the Republicans? Like, there's no liberal in government right now, other than maybe Justin Amash and maybe Rand Paul. And you could probably throw in Ted Cruz a time or two in there. But other than that, I don't see any liberalism in the government today. I don't. You'd also probably throw Dan Crenshaw in there, but again, you can only throw him in there sometimes because they are still Republican. And here's another issue I have. Blindly supporting your party no matter what. I have a lot of issues with the Libertarian Party. Obviously, if you're a libertarian like me and you're really involved, you probably saw the online convention and how much of a shit show it fucking was. The delegates acted like fucking online children. You know those guys who just like spew out everything because they think it's funny? You know those teenagers who just spew out everything that they think is funny? Yeah, but these guys are in their 30s and early 20s to late 30s. That's basically where they lie, and they fucking act like children. That's a huge issue of why I think the Libertarian Party kind of lost me, and I'm more of an independent, but still a supporter of that party. But yeah, this is the issue I have. The issue I have is that liberal in America has lost its meaning, and we need to get liberal back. We need to get liberalism back to being the forefront of how we run our country. And that's it. And I think it would solve a lot of our problems like it did in the past. And this time, everyone will be at fault. There will be no slavery. There will be women's rights. There will be, you can marry whoever the fuck you want. I want to see that for America. Well, that was Locked Away, hosted by me, Jack Kelly. I hope you liked the show. I just need to let shit out and figure how I can make a podcast out of it. But hey, trial and error. It's what I've been saying. Hopefully you guys liked it. If you want to ask me any questions, just send me an email at lockedawaypodcast@gmail.com. That's lockedawaypodcast@gmail.com. LockedAwayPodcast@gmail.com. And I'll answer your questions on the next week podcast. If I have any questions, obviously this is my first episode. I'm not going to get a lot of views or anything. I'm probably not even going to get an email. So just send in your emails. I'll answer your questions. It could be about anything. It could be about abortion. It could be about gun control. It could be about transgender. It could be about the election, what my opinion is, and who I think is going to win. And I'll answer them on NetSuite's show. But other than that, have a great night, and fuck them all.